Okay, we're going to call the Rural Planning and Zoning meeting of October 23rd to order. Can we lead some pledge, please?
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll call the roll.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Here.
Commissioner Payroll?
Here.
Commissioner Skelly?
Here.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yeah.
Commissioner Sonia?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Purnell?
Here.
All right, there's nothing on zoning, so we'll move into planning. Oh, I'm sorry, the minutes. Everybody got the minutes? Everybody read the minutes? Any questions? Motion?
I make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Travassos?
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Lemoine, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? None, aye, aye. Okay, zoning, nothing, planning. Variance request, Clifford J. Gidry, 1826 Elaine Street, non-compliant, section 19311, zoning district or one side setback. Hi, Mr. Gidry, you got the floor.
You already knew it.
You want to explain to the rest of us?
Yeah. I put a little driveway on the side of my house where I park my camper trailer, and I just want to put a cover over it. And my slab is actually 18 inches off of the property line now, but when I put my cover, I'm going to need post on the outside of the slab, and you know, the roof is going to come over a little bit too, but it won't exceed the property line. But I'd like to be able to, you know, I'm going to have to get inside the 18 inches with the post to support the cover.
And can you tell me about the drainage with the gutters from both ways?
Right, you're going to have gutter down on each side, down south, north and south, and which follows our drainage now between our, you know, between our two houses.
Okay. Any questions?
Did you say the slab was off of your property, over your property line?
No, no, ma'am. It's set back off the property.
Inside.
Okay, inside. Any questions?
So this picture, before you poured that slab on the side?
Yeah, evidently that was taken before.
So it'll be on the right side?
Right, it's on the right-hand side. It did, I just came right off of my driveway and came around the side.
Now, see, you got the neighbor's signature on here?
Yeah, that is the neighbor.
That's the neighbor right there.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Any other questions?
Jim, the roof of the shed, is it going to go over the line?
No, no.
Anything else? All right, do I have a motion?
Motion to accept the variance request.
Motion by Ms. Sonia. Second by Ms. Purnell. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Purnell?
Here.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Payroll?
Yes.
Commissioner Skelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Jim, that's going to go to the council on the committee meeting will be, when is it, Joanne?
On the 4th.
On the 4th? Right, and then the actual vote will be on, are y'all closed Veterans Day? On the 11th.
November 11th?
Yes. All right, the next thing, a variance request, Frank and Tara Patrick at 1485 Short Street, non-compliant, section 19311, zoning district R1, front setback.
We went by on Short Street. Mr. and Mrs. Patrick were out there. Mr. Patrick was using a chainsaw to cut up a tree, and I asked Mrs. Patrick, I told her who I was, and she said, oh, I think that's, oh, I think he said, never mind. So he stopped and he came to the car and he said, oh, never mind, we're not going to do that. We're going to build a house over here where the concrete slab is, where they had a trail.
Okay.
That was like at 6:08.
So it's been pulled?
That's what he, they both indicated. She wasn't exactly sure, because I had my papers with me.
But he was?
Yeah.
Well, should we table it without their, or, and Patricia call them?
Yeah.
I would table it pending determination if they want to withdraw.
Okay. Do I have a motion to table it?
So moved.
Motion by Rhonda Perro.
Second.
Second by Kim Lemoine. And all in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
I would get them to write a letter requesting to remove it from the agenda.
So we'll have something.
So you'll have something in the file.
Yeah, and paperwork.
And you can do that, Patricia?
Say that they.
I would call them and then follow up with the letter.
Right. When you call them, ask them to give you a letter.
Yeah. A variance request, the next item, a variance request, Ryder Semino, 2670 Orleans Quarters Drive, non-compliant, section 19-6, drainage servitude encroachment to build a fence on the property line. Mr. Semino?
Okay, I guess what I'm trying to accomplish is putting a fence for my dogs. The kind of, the plan, the drawing got a little chicken scratch, because originally, I guess dating back to February, when I started talking to Wayne and Mr. Joy, originally, we discussed, because of the servitude, we would need, the city would need access to get through the backyard. So they said that if we were, once the ditch was culverted, they would still possibly need to get to other houses. I requested to give access to the side of the houses, and that's why you can see on the drawing, I put it on, fence only coming 8 feet off of the house, to, instead of, my ditch is culverted, so they would not need to do anything to my ditch, you know, unless something crazy, which I understand, if that case, they got to tear down the fence. But if they need to get to someone else's fence, I proposed giving them access to go on the sides of my property to go around the fence. Last week, whenever it was that I came, talked to Mr. Joy, and Mr. Joy said at that time that since everyone's culverting, everyone has a culvert at this point, except one person right next to me, which he says if they need to get in there, they could do that one yard with a weed eater. But he's told me at the time that he don't have a problem going all the way to my property line and not leaving 10 foot on each side. Sounds great to me, so I guess that's where we're at now, is just requesting to put a fence in my backyard to the property lines. That's it.
Okay.
I guess more likely they'll all come and do the same thing.
Any questions? None? Any questions from the members? None, do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we post to the council that they accept it.
Motion by Kim Lemoine. Second by Rhonda Perro, roll call.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Perro?
Yes.
Commissioner Staley?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Fernell?
Yeah.
They will. They have discussed that.
All right, any other business? End the any other business, reschedule November meeting date. November meeting date would be the 27th normally. And we're going to move that. Turkey Day. Would anybody, have problems with the 20th, the third Wednesday?
Sounds good to me.
Anybody?
Anybody else?
I have a motion then to change it to the 20th.
Motion to change the meeting date from November 27th to November 20th.
20th, is that good with you, Patricia?
That's perfect.
Okay, motion by Mr. Sonia.
Second.
Second by Rhonda Perro, all in favor?
Aye.
Nays, ayes have it. Okay, and then what about the December meeting? The December meeting would normally be the 25th, Christmas Day. Would y'all like to come?
Right, perfect.
I'm glad it's scripted by Joey.
Okay, would anybody have an issue with the 18th? That would be the Wednesday prior.
A move that we set the December date, meeting date to the 18th of December.
Motion by Rhonda Perro, second by Ms. Purnell. All in favor?
Aye.
No nays? Ayes have it.
Do we have the option to just cancel it if we don't have another one?
No business.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
That's been done.
Done that before.
And that even better.
Cool, we got in charge of anything on here.
Right? With these, all these quarters. We don't need to be just to look at each other.
So we change it from the 25th?
Remarks of personal privilege? None? Announcements?
Me and Joe decided we're going to dock y'all for that meeting if y'all...
Right.
Zero by the zero.
Any announcements? I have none. Okay, motion to adjourn. Moved by Ms. Perro.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sonia. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Your turn.